back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see.
Inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We're cutting loose from the studio to cut wood and lots of it on our Extreme Makeover Home Edition Real Outdoor Living Playset build in Joplin, Missouri.
Our home tucked neatly behind the epic seven homes in 7 days, plus the playset project is the Stanley DeWalt Tool Command Center.
We've got great guests geared up and good to go. You can bank on it.
Home improvement happens now
on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you walked in tonight into My Fix It Up Life.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, live here at the Joplin, Missouri epic seven houses, 7 days, parentheses, plus a playset, in Joplin,
plus
Missouri.
Plus a real wood playset.
We've got...
That has been real fun to build.
You know what? The reviews are starting to come in. Kids' eyes are lighting up.
Oh,
there's
my goodness.
We have
a special caller on the line, and I think that she's going to be pretty psyched to hear about this. Kim, are you there?
I am. Hey, Mark and Teresa. How are y'all?
We are doing so fantastic, and I'm so sad that you had to leave over the weekend because we miss you here in Joplin.
I know. You know, I miss y'all, too. I miss being part of the build, and I can't wait to come back tomorrow, but... you know, work doesn't stop just because we're on Extreme Makeover and I had to come back to the office for a few days, but I will be there tomorrow with bells on.
Well,
oh,
Kim,
yeah.
I am sorry to report that you're not going to recognize what you see.
You are not. And I can't wait for everyone to see it because there have been kids that have been coming by. They did a whole thing over by the play structure today. And all these kids came over to do this special project. And so they were just like, I can't wait to play on that.
Oh, yeah.
They're just out of their minds.
We actually have a volunteer, one of the faculty from the awesome A player, Pittsburgh State University college students. He's one of their instructors. He brought his kids, and he's been telling me for days, I'm bringing them back. Mark, I'm bringing them back. I can't believe I'm working on this.
He was so excited and so proud to show his wife and kids what he's been working on. So they all came by today, and they were thrilled, too. So, you know, it's getting a lot of really great attention. And I'm so excited that the kids are really digging it, too. Like, we keep asking, what's your favorite part? And they keep saying everything.
Well, I've been looking at the pictures that y'all have been sending and this weekend, and it is absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you know what?
It's got everything to do with Teresa's design and our ability, and I'm not just saying this, our ability to use the materials we like to use for this, which is wood.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It has been exciting to be able to work with three different kinds of wood to build this playset because we can use all the different colors and you know, try to create different things with all the different colors of the wood. Well, that's from my perspective, from the design perspective.
And from a construction perspective, there's all kinds of unique shapes and angles, and we're able to use round pilings that you would find in a dock or a pier.
Don't give away too much.
That make it all possible. You can't do that with other materials. Now, here's exactly what it looks like.
Now,
I've got a picture of it.
Now, we have
right.
to tell everybody who Kim is.
Kim is from, Mark, stop.
Kim is from Real Outdoor Living, and you guys were awesome enough to donate all of the wood for the playset and for the houses being built, too.
We did. You know, it really is an honor for us to be a part of a project like this. Because, you know, I said this to somebody when I was there last week, that this is what you do in America. When people need something, you jump in and help. And, you know, all of us at Real Outdoor Living were really excited to be able to donate all the framing, all the wood that's used in the playset. And, you know, thanks to both of you for jumping on board with us to design it and build it.
Oh, well, you know what? You don't have to thank us, because this is like a fantasy camp. I was saying that to the guys, you know, our
okay,
our
you know what,
today.
Kim, as much as I'm interested in this conversation, when it goes into fantasy camp, this is the part where being married allows me to just drift off.
It is, because, you know, it's only here at Extreme Makeover that, you know, you can dream big and you can build it, too. And from a design perspective, it's just like it almost makes me want to cry, because I've been able to dream of all these wonderful little things in the structure, you know, all the little stuff that we're not going to tell anyone about.
Yeah, here's the picture of it. Oh, that's nothing. That's a joke.
But then we were able to make it happen, too. And, you know, we're working 24 hours a day on it. We've got a night crew. It's just like, it's just like a fantasy building camp.
It is. And, you know, Teresa, it's been really cool to watch you come up with these ideas on the set. I mean, right there on the build. And come up with these ideas. And, of course, it's super cool that only with wood do you have that kind of design parameters.
That is for true. And, you know, beautiful pieces of cedar and beautiful pieces of redwood and the southern pine, too. I mean, you know, all the guys are very happy to be building it, really.
Oh, yeah. We've got one guy who doesn't want us to say his name. He's a remarkable carpenter. And he said, just basically, I got the night shift. Just leave me alone. And he works, and you get back there the next day. I mean, we're still pulling 20-ish hours, just to say. But you come back, and he's transformed it into...
In the 4 hours that we're gone, it's magical how fast things happen here. But, you know... Want to get a little bit back, though, to Real Outdoor Living, because for everybody watching and listening who's not at Extreme Makeover and being able to build an extreme playset project, kind of want to point to other things you can build with wood, too, for everybody else, to be inspired by this play structure that we're building.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point. It's not just for this. We chose it because it's beautiful, because it's green, because it's safe, and because it allows us to make whatever design we want literally come to life.
Oh, and Kim, you know what else people are saying, too, walking by the playset? Is that, you know, oh, thank goodness, you know, a return to, you know, like good play structures made out of real wood instead of those,
yay,
you know, those metal ones with bright colors and all this stuff. And, like people are very psyched to have, you know, sort of like a... You know, kind of, it's a kind of, I don't know, I can't even describe it. People are just thrilled about the fact that it's made out of wood, too.
And I believe you.
And I'm not
I,
just saying that because you represent Real Outdoor Living either. It's for true. People are really saying
it. No, I know. I know. I heard some of that last week. And, you know, I'm actually, I was watching y'all's show last night when you were talking to Chris Cotton, who is so awesome.
Oh, my God.
And... I have to tell a story on him that somebody else there told me, one of our lumber folks there at the build told me, that there was an initial plan, you know, the reflecting ponds that are right below the playset?
Yes.
Oh, that design's unbelievable.
There was an initial plan to build a bridge over those out of fake decking. And Chris Cotton came in and said, no, this is a park. This is outdoors. We want the real thing. So,
that guy's all,
you know,
the way there.
Props to Chris Cotton. And, you know, and I agree with you, Teresa. I mean, I heard tons of comments when I was there, and I know I'll hear more tomorrow and through the rest of the week. And it's nice to see people's reaction to it. I think part of it is it looks so big and strong and sturdy and powerful right there at the end of the park that it just gives this beautiful visual, and it's real and natural, and, you know, it just, it fits. It fits really well with the rebuilding. It fits with the park, and personally, I can't wait until later this week when we get to see kids climbing all over it, because we're going to need some Kleenex for
that. Well, that is definitely the you know, knowing that we did a good job is seeing kids' faces light up when they look at it. And the parents, you know, people that are volunteering and working on it who live around here are saying that they're going to bring their children to come play on it and how much their kids will really love working. You know what? And I've been asking everybody, send me pictures. I want to see pictures of your kids playing on it.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't have gotten our first pictures today, except we're not allowed to. Young
no,
Sam.
Not yet.
One of the cutest kids.
Oh, one of the cutest kids came by and with a group of teachers from the elementary school
that was destroyed.
And he was such a cute little boy, and I gave him my hard hat.
What a good idea. Wonder who thought of it.
Well, he was eyeing it because he was pretty.
Yeah, wonder
okay,
who.
Okay, Mark, really, seriously?
Credit.
Credit goes to Mark. He suggested that I give it to him because I was wearing a red hard hat, and red was Sam's favorite color. Anyway,
oh,
Mark.
Oh, that's very nice.
Anyway, but yeah, he was very excited to be there, and you know, all the other kids were too. And that is the success of building a play structure, is making sure the kids are happy.
That's
well,
right.
It is, and I mean, and you know, I keep going back to this, but I was so. You know, I've been so impressed with Chris this week on the site and listening to him last night. He's just such a genuine, kind person. And you know, listening to him say that the park is really the heart of Joplin and that so many kids used to play there and they grew up playing there and they need to come back. And we need to do everything that we can to help them return to normalcy. And I know that's what Extreme Makeover Home Edition is doing. And, you know, this is a project for us, but at the end of the day, this is such an honor to be part of. And you know, I have no complaints with all the travel that we're doing for this because it's just, you know, there but for the grace of God go all of us. And it's so nice to be able to help out and really make a difference and see an instant reaction there. And, you know, hopefully this will be a small step toward rebuilding for such a great city.
You know, Kim, you raise it.
You can't really say that better.
No, and you raise a remarkable point. It's something I try to say to myself as often as possible. And I don't. No one does. But there but for the grace go I. I mean, you know, your car is sliding across black ice into an intersection, and it stops. You know, a tornado doesn't come through your town. You have no control over that stuff. And life is so fragile, yet even when, I don't even want to say we, because a tornado didn't come through our town, but when this happens, the human condition carries on. And Chris Cotton is an absolute example of that. All these people out here that you can't see because, well, they're out there. The houses are all different.
Oh, you're going to be out of your mind tomorrow when you come back here.
Right now. We've got some lovely people watching us right now.
And we have to go to break, though, dear.
Let's break.
So we're going to say goodbye to Kim and go to realoutdoorliving.com. If you're excited to build out of wood, there's tons of project plans for cool projects. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect day. Lay left, right there. The kettle and I'm feeling fine, sitting in a sidewalk chair.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Perfect day to play left, right there. To get in line, feeling fine, sitting in a sidewalk chair.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And if you're watching us on the internet, you'll notice that I just sat down. So I'm back inside My Fix It Up Life also. Am I in the picture? It's more important that I'm in the picture than anything. Really?
Is that really the most important thing?
So the other person in the
really
picture.
I don't really think it's the most important thing.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Come on.
Seriously?
The other person in the picture here we're joined by is Tom Buckner from Meek's Lumber, someone with whom I've exchanged roughly 43,000 emails and phone calls because Tom is the guy who put together the takeoff for all of it?
Yes.
Okay. How are you awake is the first question.
And how do you do a takeoff like that?
Well, actually, we have a design center in Springfield, Missouri, and I have a group of estimators there, and they're the ones that worked on doing the takeoff and getting everything together, and we work with some of the local builders, obviously, as to how they planned on building them. Had some builder meetings leading up to it where we had a chance to sit down with them and see what they were planning and go through some of the material lists as we were working through it.
Right, and takeoff, by the way, that's important industry jargon right there showing off.
Really?
It's the materials list.
It's almost as impressive as your rental car.
White Lincoln.
Yeah.
How would you like a ride?
Yeah, the ladies love it.
The ladies love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, really.
It's
see
also
a white Lincoln driving down the road, and you're like, oh, that's the guy.
I only
whoever's
drive,
in that car is my guy.
I only drive it really slowly.
Every time I've been seeing you, you've been driving a piece of equipment around.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm also driving a skid steer home.
Yeah, there you
I think he's more comfortable driving one of those down the road than he is driving the white Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
That's for true.
Tom, just if you could paint just a small word picture of what your schedule has been like for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've been working hard for a couple of weeks. I actually got the first call from Sam back in July.
Okay.
Saying that Extreme was thinking about coming to Joplin, and he was calling to start to put his build team together at that time. And asked me if I wanted to be a part of it. I also had worked with him on Project 713 in Ash Grove, Missouri, a couple of years ago as part of his build team.
So you were sort of familiar with the scope of what was about to happen, or had you no idea what was coming through your door?
I had a little bit of it. I didn't do a lot with materials on the last one, other than as Meeks, we supplied quite a few of the materials, but I wasn't involved in the staging area, as they call it. I was actually on the Cobra team, actually helping during the build. And this one, Sam asked me to be in charge of staging, which basically is coordinating all the materials in here and then getting them to the job sites as the people need them.
Wow.
So
and that's no small undertaking. I mean, for everyone who's here at the build site, I mean, it's incredible seeing, I mean, all of the materials and organizing them, where they're going and what pile goes where. It blows my mind.
Yeah, it's like trying to feed 7 hungry mouths at one time, and everybody wants something that's off the menu.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's really, I mean, what's really important here? I mean, materials are really important to all of us here.
Well, without them, we're paralyzed.
Without them, we're standing around staring at each other.
And to get everything done in time, you've got to have them when you need them.
Exactly.
So here's a question. How close did you get to getting it all, like, kind of the first time? Because no one gets it all the first time. I can't hang a picture without getting it all the first time.
I'd say we were probably 90%. I have made quite a few runs back to – we have a store here in Joplin. And I've been there two or three times during the night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, running over to grab some stuff because we were short on one thing or another, or they changed the way they wanted to build something.
So, okay. So you're building – or you're supplying the materials for 7 houses, and you're throwing back – you've got to run to the store 2 or 3 times. That's all?
Well, and
come on!
And we also we've had some deliveries during the day.
Where's your
and
cape?
Real Outdoor Living also helped provide quite a few of those materials. They did a great job in supporting us and helping provide those materials as well.
Oh, they sure did. And they provided the framing packages, which is all the 2x lumber, plywood, and everything else to get these houses out of the ground, right?
Yeah, and we supplied some of the lumber as well, flooring packages, doors and interior finishes. We did that. We have a foundation of finished philosophy. We do cabinets, everything as well. But Craftman did the cabinets on this one. But we kind of filled in the areas that some of the major suppliers didn't, and we're able to help take care of that.
That is fantastic.
That's amazing.
Now, did this playset contractor that you were working with throw you any curveballs?
Yeah, a few. And I believe I've had to make another delivery or two to him as well. I don't think everything quite came in that first order, maybe.
Maybe just one. Well, you know what? We got borrowed from.
But who is the best voice here? Who, you know, does he have the most scraggly voice of everyone you've been talking to, or what?
Pretty close. Cliff over on house one has a pretty rough voice.
Oh, really?
Cliff
you
on house
go
one.
Talk to him. Go pick him up in your Lincoln.
You're invited for a celebrity voice death match. We'll see who can whisper the quietest.
Oh my goodness gracious! Did he do well with all of his materials, or is it just Mark?
No, all the other guys have done very well.
Okay.
Mark has done well, too, like I said. And there's been a lot of, like I say, we'll take lumber up to one house, and they'll call back saying, where is it? And well, we delivered it an hour ago, and their neighbor grabbed it because they needed it too. So
there's
a lot of sharing that goes back and forth.
There's a lot of sharing that you don't know about that goes on.
Or just general confusion. You think it's yours, so you start to take from it.
Yeah.
And then
after you've been up for 24, 48 hours, you know, everybody gets a little woozy, and they forget where they put something or that it was there. And they'll find it a little bit later on.
How many overage minutes do you have on your cell phone bill right now?
Luckily, I have an unlimited plan. Although here, I've had a radio in the park in one ear and a radio for all the other construction in the other ear, so I haven't really been able to use my phone a lot.
Wow. You look cool, by the way, to have that thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting ready for night.
You know, Mark's been like putting his cell phone off of his shirt.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right here.
So that he kind of fits in.
That's it. I got to put my earpiece in. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you know.
Hold it. Copy for 10. Go for Mark.
Yeah, you have to do the whole thing where
you got the lingo down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, we've had enough conversations, I think, that, exactly.
It's awesome. Yeah. And I really have carried my phone here because I can't hear it.
Well, I'll buy you one of these for a holiday present, honey, so you can just wear a harness around and just put stuff in it.
I'll be cooking dinner. Go for Mark. Broccoli.
A spatula in a pouch.
Spatula.
And a fork, you know, and a napkin. And you have all your stuff.
Yeah, my daughter said it looks like something off Spy Kids. And I went into one of the meat yards wearing this the other day, grabbing some more material. And they're like, oh. We give. Don't bring the rest of the cops. Like
you guys do look pretty serious, though.
It does look very tactical.
Oh, but yeah, you know seriously. What? Serious? We have to go to break.
We'll be back with more from Joplin, Missouri on My Fix It Up Life.
Hear the drums echoing tonight. She is only whispers of some quiet conversation. Coming in 12:30 flight. Moonlight did reflect me, and they got me towards salvation.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Bring us back into the It Was Light, Then It's Dark, Now It's Light Again, My Fix It Up Life. Are our channels open?
There we are.
The inner workings of My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
You know, everything is like this, though, at My Fix It Up Life, isn't it? It's a work in progress.
It is.
It always is a work in progress. Everything is a work in progress.
Very much so.
Yes.
We always have.
And we do it together. Marriage power. Woo-shoo!
I don't really like that part of it. I just
but
like
you want to
just this part.
I'll do this.
Yeah, you do that.
Let's
you
try
know,
it.
That's all. That's the flair.
All right, for everybody listening, we're doing our fist bump marriage style.
That's right. We'll just get that written down that we do it.
Well,
that
do
way.
We have another guest coming up?
Do
to
we
to the table?
We do.
We do.
We did.
I think we do.
We do right here, sir.
There's a lot of clapping going on here. Please sit down.
Don't be nervous.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
You can sit a little closer. I won't bite.
Oh.
Hard.
Back.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Charlie Keene with Four State Homes.
Hi, Charlie. Mark Clement.
And
Teresa
I'm Teresa.
Clement.
Nice it's meet so you. Good to meet you.
You're obviously a humble man, so we won't come at you 200 miles an hour.
Okay, be easy on me.
We will. Please multiply pi times 2 divided by 98. Go.
Go.
Yeah. Okay, let's next question.
Okay, next question. So tell us what you're working on.
Okay, I'm actually...
What did you just leave to come over here? What did you just put down or walk away from?
I am working the night shift. I'm actually working with Sam Clifton. I'm doing the night shift on over all 7 of the homes.
Okay, and are you a project manager? Are you one of the other builders?
I am managing the project managers.
Yes, he is. He's the top dog, honey. He's the nighttime top dog, which means he's hardcore.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
So. I've noticed that the guys that work overnight are, you know, if you're here overnight, you're serious.
You mean it.
Yeah,
you mean business.
Yeah, I'm here about 18 hours a day.
That's great. Have you
so
had...
So managing, going, you know, working...
I'll just ask my just, questions
just,
later.
Just wait
it's
a second.
Okay, I'll be over here.
So looking over all seven houses at night, it's incredible, absolutely incredible watching these houses go up so quickly. You know, when you leave and then you come back, the progress that's made, it blows my mind. Does it blow your mind?
Yeah, it blows my mind.
You know that's going to happen, but still.
I hate to go home. I wish I could stay up 24 hours a day because in 4 hours you miss a lot. So
Do you find yourself stopping to pause periodically and say, wait a minute, this is actually happening. This top plate didn't have trusses on it an hour ago. I went to lunch and the house got roofed.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly this has gone and how well everybody's interacted together and all the volunteers. It's been a great joint venture for all of us.
Oh, that's great. What was your reaction when you found out that you were going to get to be a part of this project? Was it like, hey, this is great, or oh, man?
No, I was excited about it. Yeah. I was more than eager to volunteer to work with Sam on this. You know, it's something I am from Joplin. It's my way of giving back. You know, we didn't get to volunteer a lot because I am a contractor here. We were busy trying to get people back in their houses and businesses. So this is my chance to give back to Joplin.
Well, you are giving back in a big way. This is a huge way to give back and to help everyone. You okay? It's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay.
That's all right.
I think everybody is so grateful for you to be here and to be helping.
No, and I'm proud to be here.
Well, we are so thankful that you're here. And I think, you know, every one of these families and the whole community, because I think that everyone's going to be so inspired.
Oh, they will. I mean, we've started a new community here. You know, we will see houses start popping up around here. We do have a new grade school going to be built in the St. John's location. So, you know, this is the start of rebuilding Joplin back. This has been a great help.
When some of those teachers came by, we're working on the play structure out there at the park. And some of the teachers came by today and we're talking about the new school that's going up by the hospital. And they're just so excited that, you know, that's going to be happening for them. And they're, you know, making do with what they have here and being, you know, having to, you know, use trailers. But all of the support that people have brought, you know, one kindergarten teacher was telling me that a kindergarten teacher drove up from New Orleans to bring her a carload of all the stuff that she would need.
School supplies?
Yeah, well, for her room so that she could, you know, teach the kindergartners.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how far people have come to give back to Joplin to help us in this rebuilding process. And I think it will continue. So, you know, and these plans will be available on the Internet for these homes after the build.
You're kidding.
No. And there is actually
a house plan is an expensive thing.
That is extraordinarily generous.
Yeah, so they will be, and you get on the internet, get them, rebuild these houses.
Were you instrumental in the layout and the design and sort of the construction planning of these homes?
I worked on a lot of it. The designers with Extreme, you know, did the majority of the work. You know, we used a local architect from Joplin and Springfield to design or to draw the plans for these houses. So, you know, this is something I've been doing for 6 weeks. It's been an amazing process.
Absolutely. I'm every time I meet someone and talk to someone, because we're from Philadelphia, so this is our first time ever here. And, you know, you drive down the streets and you see, you know, what has happened here. And then you meet people and how positive everyone is about, you know, we're rebuilding, we're going to make it happen, and we're coming together as a community. And so it's a roller coaster ride here.
But that's because we're not victims, we're survivors. This town will come back.
Yet again,
true.
Another story of the indomitable human spirit. And you can't make this kind of stuff up. We are very sorry that it happened here. We're sorry that it happened to anybody. Yet those things happen in life, and whether it's Katrina or this or something else, and life finds a way. And you, sir, are an example of that.
Yeah. So this is just the next chapter in our life here in Joplin.
Well, I think everyone is going to be inspired by you just as much as being inspired by the seven houses in 7 days. So thank you so much.
Okay. And you, sir, are a man among men.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. You. We'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
The waves crashing on my feet. It's like I know where I need to be. No, I can't figure out. No, I can't figure out just how much air I will need to breathe. When your tide washes over me, there's only one way to figure out. Would you let me drown? Would you let me drown? Hey now, this is my desire. Sue me like a fire. I just want something beautiful to touch me. I know that I'm in reach. I am down on my knees, waiting for something beautiful. Oh.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we are listening to Tim Williams. Do go to timwilliams.com, download his music.
Download it, buy it all, because it's fantastic.
Buy it all, because he'll make more. Right?
Hell,
he'll make more?
Well, isn't that
yes, a...
Is there unlimited supply?
I kick back 10% to everybody that purchased.
Isn't that a cookies or
a
donuts
bonus
commercial?
Here too. You know, we have Tim come with us traveling around the country when we do our shows, but he brought his friend, Mike.
Well said, Mike. Keep his channel off.
For everyone who's watching on Ustream, you can't see what he's playing. He's sitting on it, actually.
Can you
see, the thing is that Tim doesn't sit on his guitar, so it's, you know, like, I don't know.
I'm a lazy musician, so.
Yeah.
So My Fix It Up Life has come another step up the echelon here. Not only do we have Tim, but we also have a guy sitting on a box.
We have a guy sitting on a box.
Made of real wood.
Made of real wood. It is made
of real wood. Oh, that's like, good.
we have also
a guy sitting on a box.
Look,
he's
that's impressive.
He's a little
impressive.
Bit more talented than
last time.
He can sing too. Did you know that?
I already don't like him for a lot of other reasons that are based in jealousy.
And you know what? Okay? They're not just here at Extreme Makeover Home Edition in Joplin playing music for us for our shows. They're actually working hard. They're out there on the job site too.
You know what, Mike?
You can't come with us and not work, too.
That is
no.
A fact.
Yeah. And Mike has a special job, actually. He has a skill that you don't know about, mixed martial arts.
That kind of guy right there.
I have him out on the
people?
Yeah, I have him out on the job site. MMA people.
He told me that you were trying to get him to, like punch people or
yeah.
something.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, right after this segment, we're going to sprawl. Ready? Cool.
Nice. You got to go to the mat.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Can you wait till I go use the ladies' room so I don't know about it?
That'd be fine.
Okay,
that's
thank
fine.
You.
Mark and referee.
I'll referee. Yeah.
We
I'll
haven't even introduced our guest, Mark.
No, it doesn't matter anymore. They're going to MMA each other.
MMA.
MMA as a verb. That's
yeah.
a good one. That's good.
That's it. I'm going to do a side roundhouse kick. I better referee.
Okay. Yeah. Let's all grow up.
Mark from Tool Bank, thank you for joining us here at the Stanley DeWalt booth. And it's not really a booth. I say that.
This is the Stanley.
It's like a
Green
plaza.
It's like a plaza. It's a command
I'm
center.
I'm going to call it a
plaza. Mark,
it's a fantasy camp of tools.
And you should know because you're with Tool Bank.
Correct.
And please tell us what Tool Bank is.
Sure. Tool Bank is a national nonprofit organization. A Tool Bank, of which there are four. Is like a library, but with tools instead of books. Charities can go to a tool bank and borrow tools and equipment to do service projects, clean up parks, green spaces, public schools, murals, churches, go to their tool bank to borrow all the tools they can borrow, power tools, everything that you've seen here today, to amplify their volunteer projects. And my job here is to work with Stanley to standardize some of the disaster response services that we've seen here today. And so this has been a really exciting event to not just superpower this build, but really how do we do this on an ongoing basis. So we're really excited to be a partner with Stanley.
So Stanley and DeWalt and the brands within that brand family make a certain kind of tool,
right?
more along the lines of the carpentry, the hand tools, those kinds of things.
Right.
And that's important in all the things that you just mentioned. But you talk about disaster relief, and the first thing you're looking for is everything from a skid steer and a forklift to
right.
piles of chainsaws and
absolutely.
And you go from that to the finished product kind of miter saw tools.
Yes. It's really the earth-moving kind of equipment. We haven't gotten that sophisticated yet, but I think that will certainly follow once we start to standardize the model.
Right.
You know, one of the first things that are needed, of course, is demolition, and there are organizations around the country called VOADs, which are volunteer organizations addressing disasters. And so they're allowed to come in when an area has been cleared, has been evacuated.
We need an acronym.
Yes.
We need an acronym.
Important,
I want to be a VOAD, or let's just that's just a personal
we'll work on it.
You want to be a VOAD?
No, I want. We need an acronym desperately.
We do, or you do?
Well, maybe it's just me.
I don't need
it makes
an
it
acronym.
More official.
It does. It,
it's,
it, it's like when you answer the phone, go for Mark.
I call you M Clem.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I invented that. Anyway, before I so egregiously interrupted your very articulate story,
no.
All I can
with
hear is
M-clam.
VOAD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. I like you because you're going to mix martial arts with him later.
Oh, we definitely will.
That's it.
And just so we don't mix up, I just so y'all know, my nickname for the tool bank is actually LL Tool J. So there's two marks
oh,
on the set.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, that's just my
LL
yes!
Tool J.
Yes. Validation.
That's right.
Validation.
Everybody needs a code name.
So Stan, that's
we've
right.
We've got J-Lo. We've got, you know, there are other code names for folks. You should have yours.
That's right. And this all stems.
Is that all a part of Tool Bank is to promote, like, you know, everyone having code names
having
as well?
Having a code name, yes. A celebrity name, maybe.
He's giving you some LL Cool J right now.
That's right. Oh, that's not bad.
That he doesn't just
like
sit on a box.
Talented.
Yeah, seriously. By the,
he doesn't just sit on the box. He doesn't just
sit on a box.
Yes, that's good stuff.
Hey, we used to be an outfit that didn't have a guy in a box. Now we do. Okay, so don't take that away from
that's
me.
A lot of steps up.
So you're trying to standardize the model
yes.
for what every tool bank has in it, so that it can do all. Full scope of projects.
Well, the cool thing. Sorry, I mean to cut you off.
No. So
you can
do a full. Yeah,
well,
everyone.
I'm very excited
does.
About
yeah.
the tool bank. What we see here is very exciting because I mean, what you see is, you know, Extreme Makeover has this incredible program, and what happens if you apply high quality, almost unlimited amounts of tools? They can do seven houses, and so we can have thousands and thousands of volunteers that are really fired up about this project. But if they don't have the tools they need. That's just kind of inspiration. They want to get after it, but they're going to need the good tools. And so when you put DeWalt tools in their hands and you put a model like the Tool Bank in their hands in a non-disaster orientation, like in Atlanta, which the Atlanta Tool Bank's been there for 20 years, they equipped over 50,000 volunteers last year. So not disaster-oriented. They're actually cleaning parks on the weekend. For the 9/11 service project, they equipped over 10,000 volunteers in a single day. And so it totally superpowers volunteerism.
Wow.
So we're going to take what we learned at the tool bank and see if we can come up with a mobility version of that,
ooh.
Working with Stanley to go to events like this and events where perhaps a disaster of this capacity has not happened. Maybe it's the habitat build to follow this. And those projects will then be superpowered because they have access to the kinds of tools we've seen here all week.
So what's the name of the mobile unit? I know you have a cool
you've got
name.
A celebrity something on your tongue, I can tell you.
No. I'm just
let
I'm
it
like
out.
LL
just
Tool
fly.
No, she's afraid of what it is.
I'm just like,
and this is
LL
her,
Tool J's got to like
this
say,
is her bracing herself
okay.
for you coming
something
out with,
the mobile.
With something better than LL Tool J.
I'm going to need a commercial break to come up with a good one.
Mama said rent you out. Just saying.
That is not bad.
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, we have to go to break.
Good call.
Thank you
we'll
so
see
much.
You with more of My Fix It Up Life and LL Tool J. Mama said knock you out. After this, on My Fix It Up Life.
Mama said rent you out.
Heading down south to the land of the pine, coming my way up to North Carolina.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
I'm here. Teresa.
I'm Mark. This is Joplin, Missouri, and you're sitting next to a guy named Jason.
I am. I am, and he's wearing a nice shirt. I want one of these. DeWalt yes, shirt.
DeWalt nice shirt. Shirts, please.
You have them? I want a DeWalt shirt. Seriously.
Nurse.
Nurse. You're going to need a DeWalt shirt, please.
Code black on the shirts.
They are nice, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish it had sleeves right now, but it's
oh,
okay.
Oh, long sleeves.
Yeah. I know how yeah. you feel.
It's well, cooling off.
You know,
when we get here in the morning to the build site, and we get here at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's like really cold.
Yeah.
And I have like 5-6 shirts on and wool tights and everything, and then it's been warming up throughout the week, so
right.
It's like oh, it's a 3-shirt moment. Like, you know, how many shirts you have to wear
yeah,
to warm up?
You're freezing in the morning, and then by noon, you're looking for the suntan lotion.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right. That's right. So, yeah. Now, how long are the shifts you're pulling here?
I usually start about 8:39, and I'll work up till about 7.
Right on.
A little before 7, maybe, when it's dark. But I've got a project that I got to work on right now. So,
what's the project? Tell me.
I can't say. I don't think I can say anyways.
Can well, you say if it's bigger than an elephant?
It's not bigger than an elephant.
Is it bigger than a cat?
It's bigger than a cat.
Is it bigger than a tiger?
This is number 3, right?
Yes.
Okay. Bigger than a tiger.
But well, smaller than an elephant.
It's longer than a tiger.
Ooh.
Can you describe the nature of the project? Because now that you're sitting here, I walked by you today, so
yeah.
I have a vibe for what it is. I actually didn't quite see it.
But he's not allowed to say what it is. Is he going to get in trouble? Because there's cameras all over this place. I know
right.
people are watching and listening to us.
Of course, people are watching me do it at the same time.
Yes.
So.
Well, how about this? Can you describe what you do when you're not here?
Well, I travel from just about the end of March till the end of November, and I go to craft shows. I'm a chainsaw carver, and I just carve different characters and, you know, and we do special orders for people if they want something. If they've got a tree that's fell down or, you know, we've gotten quite a few orders here in town from Joplin of people that had a tree that they really liked that got destroyed. They cut it off at 6 feet high and they want me to come do something with it. So, but we've carved everything from, you know, little bitty animals like squirrels to, you know, big elaborate pieces, big 8-foot tall bears to eagles to
see the whole animal anything. Thing. I was feeling the vibe, the elephant,
you know, what,
tiger,
what,
and all that.
What makes me jealous about being married to trees is not only her intelligence and her skill level, but the fact that she's psychic. I can't get away with anything.
We've never met, and I didn't walk by your special project, so I don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah, this happens. It happens all the time.
Right.
You know, she says, yeah, I knew that. You know, someone walks by, she's like, that guy's got 3 kids. Like, how do you know?
Oh, being a woman is nice sometimes.
Sure, let's call it that. That'd be terrific.
You boys don't know what that's like.
So when you say chainsaw carving, obviously you've got a chainsaw or five involved.
How many chainsaws do you own?
I have... Probably, well, I have 5 in my trailer that I use. And then
wait, how many do you have at home?
I have about 4 or 5 at home, too.
So you have, like, 10 chainsaws.
Right. But I'm only allowed to use 1 set of chainsaws while I'm out. So
sure, the backup set.
I have a sponsorship. So
yeah,
they've been wonderful to me and great, and I love everything they've done for me, and they've got a great product. And
we've got one over there
as well as DeWalt.
I've got a Timber Sports hat at home.
Yeah, Teresa's in Timber Sports.
I've got a ball cap that says it on it, feel like I'm kind of a part of the team there.
Absolutely.
With you.
She has a speed saw at home for the big logs, you know, the souped up ones.
You know how I roll. Yeah.
I've got one that's got a battery in it. It just come out.
Get out of here.
It works, and it's got some power, and it runs great.
No kidding.
I
have a tool question. You know what?
I have an outfit
maybe
question.
I'll find a different place to ask a tool question that's more appropriate than the Stanley DeWalt.
Go ahead. I wanted to ask him about his outfit.
My shoes.
See, look, the boot check. Look at that.
You, by the way, passed the boot check times 100.
Mark does a boot check on everybody.
First thing I noticed, because when people come on, you know, we take this seriously. We take our craft of fixing homes and building this real wood playset and doing all the things we do seriously. When people joke around that we're like, oh, you're just radio people or whatever, like, no.
Right.
We take this seriously, and when people show up and they say they take it seriously too, I can tell if they're lying by their shoes.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can tell when the guy's got a new pair of shoes on and he shows up.
What do my shoes say about me?
Your feet are warm.
Fluffy.
Do you want to try these out tomorrow?
I would love to, but
they
just
won't
fit.
I'll order you some. That would be really good for all of your chainsaws.
Sure.
That'd be good because that stuff won't get caught up.
Not at all.
At all.
Not when you have 25 chainsaws. Now, how many do you use at a time?
I'm going to ask a tool question on a future show.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe next time we're in, I don't know.
Do I need to sit there?
Yes. Yes, you do, because I just have no pull in my marriage anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, so where can people find out about you if they want you to come to their home?
I'll ask it again some other time.
You can go to EagleRidgeSawWorks.com.
Wait, say that again a little slower.
It's EagleRidge.
Eagle Ridge.
SawWorks.
Okay.
.com.
All one word.
And do you have photos up there that we can look at?
We have photos. We have blogs. We have all sorts of things.
And you'll travel around to do special projects for people.
Sure, absolutely. I go... from Nashville. I've been on from Nashville all the way down to Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
And now how did they find you here at Extreme Makeover?
Well, we did a show for Joplin at the fair that they have, the Boomtown Days, and we had one of the administrators of the city call, and he said, you know, you guys should come up and do something for the Extreme Home Makeover. And so he found us the number, and we found it, and we got it. And my wife, she, you know, hammered it home to get us on the show, and I'm so blessed to be
don't
here.
You just love wives?
I do. She's something else. She works harder than I do, and I'm the one with the sore back.
You know what? Teresa and I make fun of each other, but we're better together, and it sounds like you are too. And that's a really cool place to be.
That is a really cool place to be. You know what else is a cool place to be?
On the other side of a break, when we come back,
well, thanks for having me.
We'll see you with more of My Fix It Up Life from the set in the site of Extreme Makeover Home Edition's 200th episode in Joplin, Missouri. Stay right there.
And I've been wasting time. I'm freezing to run. As precious time goes by.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Right now, we're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. The set of Extreme Makeover Home Edition's 200th episode in Joplin, Missouri. And I keep saying it because I can't believe what I'm seeing, what we're seeing as a group that came here to do this real outdoor living playset. and be part of this. I mean,
we're truly honored to be here. I mean, I can't even begin to describe how lucky we are that we could take time out of what we're doing at home.
And I'm glad you can't describe it, because that's why Andy Doyle is here.
Okay.
Andy is a remodeler, doylremodeling.com.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
The clicks are just going over there right now.
I hope so.
Okay, like, you might want it. Your website might go down right now. Okay. I'd go home and get a new computer, because smoke is going to be pouring out of the one you have now.
All right.
Andy is a remodeler. He lives very close to where we live. 1-2-skip-a-few-99-100. Here he is here with us, and it literally went from doing a kitchen.
Yeah, we were doing a kitchen, and I got a phone call about 3 weeks ago. See if I wanted to come out and be a part of this. And when I heard about the project, that it was for the kids and we were building a big playset, then it was a no-brainer. I had to come out.
And
well, we're so glad that you did too, because you have been so instrumental in making the whole thing happen. And, you know, I have a complicated design because it's a Security Maker Home Edition, of course.
No, you have a complicated design because it's you.
So,
okay? The whole Extreme Makeover thing's a neat
cover
story.
Okay, so I have a complicated design that you agreed to building because it's Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Without Andy.
In regular life, he would have said, I want to build this in my lifetime.
I will say in my almost 20 years of remodeling experience that it's the first time that I've built hugs.
Oh, but we can't tell everyone what the hugs are. But you have been doing a lot of hugging this week. And I think your wife would be very proud.
Yeah. Evidently, I'm not doing a good job managing the team, because you are working at some point. I can tell.
Well, you know, it's a lot of this. It's a lot of, you know, stretching out your arms and hugging.
So, Andy, you've never been to an Extreme Makeover before, right?
No, this is my first experience with something like this.
Have you had time to kind of, like, just step back for a minute and say, like, realize anything?
Yeah. When we first got into town, we had a nice local person that didn't know who we were. We were just two guys that showed up at the airport, and she offered us a ride, and she gave us a little tour, and we got to see what happened firsthand. And it's really, there's a lot of devastation, and it really makes what we're doing a whole lot more special. And I've had a lot of opportunities to talk to the local folks everywhere and get the stories, and it's just it's really heartbreaking what they're going through, but they're bouncing back real good.
It really is, and we are lucky, because, you know, the 7 house is a little bit more locked down, and where we're building the wood play structure is a little bit more public, because we're at the park, the Cunningham Park, the oldest park here in Joplin, and people can drive up, and so we're a little bit more accessible.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we hear more stories, and we hear, you know, people that are coming that aren't volunteering come up and talk to us while we're building the playset too. And it's been like I've been out of my mind.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to build this extreme playset in just a few days, and then people come up to you and tell you their story, and every story is so heartbreaking and inspiring, and you're running from going. From doing something to going to do something else, and you're in a hurry, and then you have to stop in your tracks.
Yeah.
And then
it makes what my problem, whatever my minute problem was last week, really ridiculous.
I kind of know how you feel. It's like puts things in perspective.
It totally does.
And every time someone comes up and they have a look on their face and they just say, thank you. And all I can think of to say is, I'm sorry this happened to you.
Yeah, and I'm just grateful that we can be here to try to help and make a difference and to give something to the kids in this community that they can enjoy and have fun and bring more joy back into their lives, because, you know, they really, really, really...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And,
it's all for the kids.
And Andy, as Tim pointed out, Tim Williams, you are now part of this community's fabric. And we appreciate it. We respect what you've done. We respect that you took time out of your rockin' busy schedule. We respect that we have to take a break.
We do. DoyleRemodeling.com.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been great.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a minute with more of my Fix It Up Life.
It might be just looking up at me. First date on a city street.
It might be the peace that brings me to my knees tonight. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
This is My Fix It Up Life.
Yeah.
With a set of Extreme Makeover Home Editions, 200th episode, 7 houses in 7 days. Plus a playset.
And you know what? We're going to have, this is the end of the show, because we got to get back to the job site to build the real wood,
real outdoor living.
Really awesome playset that you're going to have to watch Extreme Makeover, the 200th episode in January, to check it out and see all the really cool stuff here at the build.
In the meantime, check us out on Facebook.
Yes, download our apps, iTunes, and at the Droid Store.
That's right. I like to call them applications.
Okay.
Send us email. Send us some love at info@myfixitoplife.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Check us out on Twitter.
Yes, yes. And watch all of our updates on Real Outdoor Living's YouTube channel. We're doing a little video every day from the set of Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
That's coming up next. But in the meantime, we will see you in another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through my door tonight. Into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. I crazy fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.